The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Taco Tuesday is in trouble. Ooh. I can't wait to tell you what's going on in food news. It's time for Hottest Hashtags on your Friday. I told you we'd make it. We're here. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Mild Salsa.
First hashtag, you know, until now, teenagers weren't supposed to ride alone in Uber.
What?
Which my kid has been riding alone in Uber for a very long time. Well, now we can make it legal. Beginning this Monday, teenagers between the ages of 13 and 17 can ride solo in Uber, and parental controls will allow you to track your teen the entire time.
I love this. Never picking up my kid again.
For real, that's how y'all feel? I don't have kids, but this sounds sus to me. You guys trust the Uber drivers?
No, hell no. It's safe, especially if they're at a party. I know they can call an Uber, they can call a Lyft.
Or
and
you
they
just don't feel like
well.
Picking them up from school.
That's my favorite
okay.
part.
All
right,
right cool. So I might just be a helicopter parent to my imaginary child.
That's what it is.
I feel a little suspect.
After a while, you just gotta let the kid roam free, okay. dude.
Anthony, didn't you run a streets when you were little?
Yeah, but it feels like having a young teenager or human being get in a car with some of these Uber drivers is sketch. Some of these Uber drivers are sketch people, dude.
It is sketch, but the world is sketch.
Every Uber driver and Lyft driver listening is saying, Anthony, how dare you?
Oh,
that's not true.
You're right, Dana. Uber drivers are probably listening to this yelling at me, be like, okay, says the guy who brings girls who throws up in the back of our car.
Exactly.
Right.
You're the one that makes them angry in the first place.
I get all sweaty and drunk.
DJ Automatic food news.
There's a legal battle over Taco Tuesday, y'all.
How is that? Ooh. What do you mean?
Because it's trademarked by this place called Taco John's out of Wyoming, but Taco Bell wants to use the term Taco Tuesday.
What?
Everybody uses Taco Tuesday. I didn't know anybody owned it.
It's owned by Taco John's.
Shout out to Taco John for also beating LeBron James. LeBron James tried to do this, and Taco John's ahead of him, dude.
Okay, look.
I like Taco John's.
Wyoming tacos don't sound good to me at all.
It's not good.
Have you had Taco John's?
I've had Taco John's, yeah. Taco John's is in the Midwest, and it's basically everywhere where people don't really know about Mexican food, and that's why they eat Taco John's.
White people taco.
My dad wanted to start a franchise.
We should take it away and give it to Taco Juan.
Well, Taco Juan is probably over here on the south side.
Exactly. They're the people that deserve Taco Tuesday. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
Can I express my disappointment that none of us used the term taco about it? We didn't say that once, dude. We didn't say that once.
Let's talk about it.
All right. It is National Accounting Day. So shout out to accountants for making sure everybody gets paid correctly.
Get
on your bike and pedal, y'all. It's National Bike to Work Day.
Good for you. Part of getting healthy is just starting. Walking and biking, great way to exercise.
I have to leave myself a cool down period when I walk.
I was going to say, don't be the sweaty guy in the office.
Not ever good. It is also International Virtual Assistance Day. So shout out to Siri and Alexa, who are kind of getting swept under the rug in this era of AI that we're entering into.
I love them. Think about it. We've loved AI for a long time. Didn't even know it.
I love you, Siri. I'm talking to her right now. And let's wrap it up on National Pizza Party Day. Yay! Come on, dude.
When you say pizza party, I just think about school.
Elementary school immediately.
You don't even know how much I loved when there'd be a pizza party coming, because my nana, I've told you this before, she did not believe in going out to eat. I don't know what it was. She has to cook and everything, and if we did get pizza, it was that little cheap Tostino's. Wasn't even any good.
Hold it down. But so you never got a pizza party. You were deprived of these pizza parties?
Even in elementary school?
Only at school.
You don't have to bring your dollar so
only
you could have pizza party day?
I would just have to make a certain grade, and if you did that, you got pizza.
Oh.
I went to poor schools. They didn't ask us for no money. Man, what are you talking about?
I remember I always had to bring a dollar for pizza day.
Automatic, you got a peculiar taste in food. If you were to throw a pizza party and somebody's like, Automatic, order his pizza, what's the first pizza pie you're getting?
You already know I'm going to get some pineapple on that pizza so you guys can't have any.
All right, now we're getting ready for the Daily Dirt. Travis Scott, for the first time, is opening up about Kylie Jenner and Timothée Chalamet. How's he feeling that the mother of his children has moved on? I'll tell you inside the best gossip before the top of the hour.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're going to break down one of the biggest down on the DMs we've done in the past couple of weeks. Let me remind you who we're talking about. Cassie is very upset because her man, the father of her child, Julian, he is messaging other women on Instagram, specifically one woman.
He's on Instagram talking to some named Trisha.
What do you know about it?
I don't know if they've really gone for it, but that's why I had to call y'all so we can find out.
Let's play part of that down in the DM before we find out if it went down.
How long have you and Julian been together?
Coming up on a year. Look, are we done with the questions? Because we got to get this call going or he is not going to be able to answer the phone.
You've only been with the man for a year and you guys already have a kid?
Yes, and a year's a long time, bro.
Sassy Cassie, phone lines are blowing up on this one. Before we reveal what happened, go ahead with your
nickname now.
Go ahead with your thoughts, Mama.
I'm calling because I had a problem with that down in the DM today, and I need to let these callers know if they seek out my team for help, that they need to be respectful, keep their mouth closed, and let you guys run the show so that they can get the outcome. All of that sassy, get to it. It sounds like, first and foremost, you a little insecure.
Turns out that caller is correct. Cassie was already told by Julian that things weren't going to work out. So here's how that down in a DM played out.
Who's this Trisha? Around with her?
Yeah, I am. So?
So? What the hell? What about us, our family?
What? There's no us. You're nuts.
And what about JJ? You're just going to walk away from your son?
Yeah, I'm not walking away from anyone but you. Stay the away from me.
You can tell he doesn't want to be with her, dude.
And she's just not listening.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. You've been on hold for a minute. Caller 4, what do you think?
Oh, Dana, this is Jackie. I got to agree with the guys on this one. It sounds like he's already told her, like, I'm good, and she just won't let it go.
Mm. Okay, so you think she's just hanging on, and she's one of those girls that just wants to keep going with the relationship when the other person is done.
Yep, and I've learned from, you know, my past relationship. I'm 34 years old with 2 kids. Girls, stop being desperate. They don't want you. Walk away.
Ooh. Okay, there you go. That's right. Because you're better off alone anyway than being with somebody who doesn't appreciate you.
Yep, just like Lizzo. I put the sing in single.
Oh, man.
We're doing the damn thing. Like, there's somebody out there for everybody. If it ain't him, walk away.
I agree with her 100%. But I have stayed in relationships where somebody was not being faithful, even though people around me were telling me, "You, everybody's been a dummy." But you should learn that lesson. Don't be a dummy forever. If he's telling you, I don't want to be with you, it's time to move on.
9 times out of 10, when somebody's telling you that you're being cheated on, they're probably
telling
you
the truth.
Yeah, they're probably, line does happen, but also, I mean, it's not that often.
It's also hard when someone tells you they don't want you and you love them and you keep trying to hang on. It's, you know, it's like, let's make this work. Whether you like it or not.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Megan Thee Stallion has a huge project coming that has nothing to do with music. Let's talk about that now. I'll break it down for you. Best Gossip Daily Dirt brought to you by NHTSA. Click it or ticket. But first, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
Blockboy JB, Kevin Garnett, Sam Smith, DJ Marshmallow, and JoJo Siwa celebrating birthday.
I love JoJo Siwa. I do. And you know what other musical artist I really appreciate? Tupac Shakur. One of the greatest ever music. I mean, I don't even know what to say about him. That's why he's getting a street named after him in Oakland.
Oh.
I think it's long overdue, but why do people get their accolades when they're gone?
A lot of people get the street named after him while they're alive. It just doesn't happen. But, you know, he's, like you said, one of the greatest to ever do it.
That'd be cool if this started like a trend of getting Tupac Shakur streets all across America.
Oh, that'd be nice, Anthony.
Because technically, he's not from California. He was born in New York.
Ooh. There you go. New York, step up.
Thug life.
All right, now we're going to talk about Travis Scott. E.T. is reporting that he's not thrilled that the mother of his children, Kylie Jenner, has moved on and has a new boyfriend, Timothée Chalamet. Now, she's taking it nice and slow with him, but Travis isn't happy. And if you've noticed, the Kardashian-Jenner clan, they're always really cool with all the exes. Kanye, they'll got Scott Disick in there. What's his name? Tristan Thompson. No mention of Travis Scott. And it's because he didn't want to marry Kylie.
Oh, so he's just in a doghouse. That's wild that you could be in a doghouse for not marrying somebody, but they're cool with Tristan, who's like cheated 4, 5, 6 times.
What is
Doesn't
going
he have like
on?
A kid from somebody else?
Yes. I'm like, come on. And then Megan Thee Stallion's new project has nothing to do with music. She is contemplating starting a Megan boot camp because her body, I just could.
Oh, like a workout boot camp.
Yes. Yes, DJ Automatic. You know what? Off the air, I said, would you work out with Megan Thee Stallion? Otto was like, well, yeah, of course. Have you seen this woman lately? God, I don't even go that way, and I can't help but look. She's so beautiful.
That sounds like you
She's
go that
worked
way.
Hard for, yeah. She's worked hard for that body, though. The first time we met her was...
She was Moneybag Yo.
Yeah, she's Moneybag Yo. It's like 2015, and she was probably 30 pounds heavier.
She was beautiful then, and she's beautiful now. But I feel like she's on this healthy vibe. She's on, you know, feeling good about herself after all that negative. It's all about positive energy. I'm joining the Megan Thee Stallion boot camp. Hey. Check the video at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Tell me if you'd work out with Megan, and we'll be back with more. That's your Daily Dirt. Stop with the face,
I was just going to say that results are not guaranteed because Megan got that body from God.
That's true. She's all natural.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.